It's springtime, and along the highways of Texas, wildflowers are blooming. They started showing up about a week ago, a little later than usual this year. We're told that up and down the state's roads, there's a ribbon of color, and gawkers have been coming out for a glimpse.
What they find are the usual blue bonnets, Indian paintbrush, and to the chagrin of lovers of those native species, an interloper. It's an intruder from the Mediterranean and a potential threat to native plants. It bears the name Rapistrum rugosum, but Texans call it turnip weed or giant mustard, and more colorful Texans call it bastard cabbage. Anyway, it's big, it's yellow, and to the eyes of most Texans, it's ugly.
The state has used chemical sprays to keep bastard cabbage under control, but Mark Simmons of the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center in Austin thinks he has a better solution. Fight flower with flower.
And lo and behold, we found that where we'd sown this Indian blanket seed over the Rapistrum, it actually repressed the productivity and the seed set and the growth. But the elegant thing about that was that it didn't affect the surrounding native wildflowers as much. So in other words, if you think of the native wildflowers have been living together for thousands of years, they're kind of used to each other's company, whereas the Rapistrum obviously was much more vulnerable to competition from this particular native flower.
Mark Simmons says this experiment was only a pilot study. He says he'd like to get more funding to try the overseeding on a larger scale.
So, and then once we've done that, we can more safely conclude that this is something that we can potentially use. And there's several advantages to it, not only because we're using a native plant, but it also hopefully will mean we won't have to use so much herbicides.
The invading plant has been spotted throughout central Texas, as far south as San Antonio, and it's turned up in 16 other states. Simmons says they'd better act fast before bastard cabbage gets out of control.
What we're worried about is it suddenly gets out of control. Right now, we think if we're careful, we can control it, but there's a much wider concern, not just in Texas, but nationally, even internationally, that these invasive plants can really affect not only the look of our native wildflowers, but even affect the mechanisms of the ecosystems as well.
Mark Simmons, he's a restoration ecologist at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center in Austin, Texas.